KJAN Sports.
And at 7:18, it is a time now for a check of sports, and this report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, in girls' regional semifinal basketball action Friday night in Class 1A and 2A, first of all, let's take a look at 1A, where the Exira EHK Spartans blew open a close game with a huge third quarter in their 72-39 win over Bowyer Valley in 1A regional semifinal on Friday night. The Spartans had edged away a little bit at the end of the second quarter and led 36-22 at the half, but the third quarter put it away as they outscored the Bulldogs 29-11 in that quarter. Head coach Tom Peterson talked about that spark the Spartans had in the second half.
We wanted the ball inside. You know, I kept trying to talk to them and tell them that until they change things up, we want the ball inside. And, you know, we did that. And at halftime, I did. I said, I wrote up the number three. I said, first 3 minutes of the third quarter are the, usually the most important. So let's come out and do something. The girls did. They came out in the third quarter ready to go.
Sophia Peppers had a monster night for the Spartans with 37 points, 13 rebounds, and 4 steals. Coach Peterson spoke about the great play of the junior.
You know, she wanted the ball on the inside. You know, when she comes ready to play, I think Sophia is a pretty special player. So tonight was one of those nights, and, you know, she was getting banged around in there, but she enjoys that. She really does. She's very, very physical herself, so it's nothing she's not accustomed to. And, you know, tonight she opened up things from the outside. We just weren't hitting them tonight, so hopefully it's something that'll change going into Monday.
After the game, Sophia Peppers talked about her mindset on the night.
I mean, they were a good team, and I just, Coach Peterson told me to dominate, and I wanted to prove that I could, so I went my hardest, and I think that it came out a pretty good outcome.
Yeah.
The Spartans improved to 22-1 on the season and now prepare for a regional final on Monday with a chance to head to the state tournament, and Pepper has talked about the mindset heading into that big game.
We just do one game at a time. I think this is my third year going to doing this, and I think it's a great atmosphere, and it's going to be a good game, and I think we're going to be pretty good. We're going to be prepared for it.
The Spartans will face Akron Westfield in Mapleton at 7 p.m., and we'll have that game for you on KJAN next Monday night. And Bowyer Valley was led in the loss by Catherine Klein with 10 points, and their season ends with an 18-5 record. Now you can listen to the full interviews with Coach Tom Peterson and Sophia Peppers on our sports page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in Class 1A girls regional semifinal action, it was Akron Westfield beating Westwood 52-38. In Region 8, it was Glidden Ralston over Diagonal 64-41, Essex downing Sydney 59-42. In 2A regional semifinals, it was Trainer over Underwood 68-31, West Sioux over Woodbury Central 66-55. In Region 3, it was Mount Air defeating Nottoway Valley 43-35, and Logan Magnolia over South Central Calhoun 56-48. And in Region 4 of Class 2A, it was Van Meter over Des Moines Christian 52-41, Panorama downing Interstate 35, Truro 47-30. Well, the wrestling continued yesterday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines in Class 2A semifinal action. Some of the results include at 195 pounds, Atlantic Cam wrestler Zach Stork lost in a fall with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to Bryce Emsoil of West Liberty. And at 285 pounds, Atlantic Cam wrestler John McConkey won 4-2 over Spencer Trinari of Clarion Goldfield Dows. In 2A consolation action, at 120 pounds, Atlantic Cam wrestler Carter Cox won 14-6 over Caden Kozarlich over at Centerville. And at 170 pounds, Atlantic Cam, Drake Roller lost 9-3 to Jacob Wingert of Harlan. You can take a look at the other individual results in Class 2A, also the other classes, on our sports page at KJAN.com. In Class 1A, consolation action included at 106 pounds, Tri-Center's Connor Atkinson losing on a technical fall 16-0 to Daniel Meeker of Wapello. At 120 pounds in the consolations, Riverside's Tatum Blumel lost 7-5 to Rockford's Will Portis. At 126 pounds in Class 1A, it was Tegan Lundquist of Southwest Valley losing to Don Bosco's Logan Luchin 7-1. At 145 pounds, Adair Casey Guthrie Center's Logan Shurman lost his consolation match 5-0 to Austin Eilers from Lawton Bronson. And at 160 pounds, AHSTW wrestler Gabe Pauly won 4-3 over Garrett Saylor from Sibley Ocheden. In Class 3A action, in the semifinals, it was McGuire Midkiff of Council Bluffs TJ winning 7-3 over his opponent from Fort Dodge at 126 pounds. At 145 pounds, Glenwood's Trevor Anderson lost 7-0 to Grant Stotts of West Des Moines Valley. At 160 pounds, Mac Southard of Lewis Central won 3-2 over Matt Culver from Cedar Rapids Jefferson in Class 3A. At 182 pounds, it was Glenwood's Anthony Sherry with a 9-4 win over Tyrell Gordon of Waterloo East. And at 220 pounds, Glenwood's Zach Hegstrom lost 14-3 to Wyatt Wright of North Scott. And again, you can see the consolation match and other results on our sports page at KJAN.com. Well, in women's college basketball action, Brenny Rose made 4 3-pointers and scored 14 points. Number 25 Drake defeated Indiana State 64-45 last night in the Bulldogs' first game since making it into the top 25 for the first time in over 16 years. Becca Jonas added 10 points and a team-high 7 rebounds, and Becca Hittner also scored 10 points for the Bulldogs, whose last poll appearance came on January 3, 2001. Lizzie Wendell, the MVC's top scorer at 21.7 points per game, scored only 5 on 2 of 7 shooting in 23 minutes and had her nation-best streak of at least 10 points and at 102 games. Reagan Smith led the Sycamores with 11 points and 7 rebounds. Now, the Bulldogs scored the first 10 points in the game and never trailed after that. They outscored the Sycamores 20-9 to break the game open in the third quarter, finishing the period with a 52-31 lead. Drake won its 15th straight game, one away from tying the program record. Elsewhere in college women's basketball, it was Northern Iowa over Loyola of Chicago, 89-43. And Wayne of Nebraska beating Upper Iowa 91-51. In men's hoops, it was Upper Iowa turning the tables on Wayne of Nebraska, winning 67-65. In NBA news, All-Star Weekend got underway Friday in New Orleans with the Rising Stars Challenge. Denver's Jamal Murray scored 36 points, and New Orleans Pelicans rookie Buddy Hield added 28 in front of his home fans as the World Squad beat the U.S. 150-141 in the Rising Stars Challenge. The Canadian Murray went 9 of 14 on three-pointers and was voted the game's MVP. Latavian Kristaps Porzingis of the Knicks added 24 points. Charlotte's Frank Kaminsky had a team-high 33 points for the U.S. squad. The All-Star Weekend was originally awarded to Charlotte, but it was moved to New Orleans after North Carolina instituted a late that the league felt restricted the rights of the LGBT people. The league has now warned that Texas could be overlooked for future events because of a proposed bathroom bill targeting transgender people. The Texas legislation is similar to a North Carolina law. NBA spokesman Mike Bass says an environment where people are treated fairly and equally weighs heavily in deciding the host locations. In Major League Baseball news, spring training, Dodgers first baseman Adrian Gonzalez plans to stay out of the batting cage for a while. Gonzalez is taking a two-week break from hitting due to tendonitis in his right elbow, an injury he said is not serious. He said his off-season workout program included weightlifting and boxing exercises, which left him with a case of tennis elbow. Rangers third baseman Adrian Beltre has reported a spring training with a strained left calf muscle that will sideline him for about 3 weeks. The 37-year-old Beltre says he suffered the injury while working out at his home Tuesday. He's expected to miss playing for the Dominican Republic in the opening round of the World Baseball Classic. First baseman outfielder Nick Swisher has officially retired, announcing his decision in a statement on the Players' Tribune. Swisher hit .249 with 245 homers and 803 RBIs in 12 major league seasons with the Athletics, the White Sox, Yankees, Indians, and Braves. First baseman Marwin Gonzalez and the Astros have finalized a one-year contract worth $3.7 million. Gonzalez hit .254 last year and set career bests with 13 homers and 51 RBIs. And Brad Bach is the first Baltimore Oriole in 22 years to win an arbitration case. Brock will get $3.05 million instead of the team's offer of $2.5 million. He was 10-4 with a 2.05 ERA and a career-high 72 appearances last season, striking out 92 in 79 innings. That is a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN Sports.